Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Thank you, Woody. Appreciate it as we kick off this 7 o'clock hour in a football week of National Football League starting up tomorrow night. Baltimore, Lamar Jackson, headed to Kansas City to take on the Patrick Mahomes show. And so that'll be a good way to kick it off. Usually season starts, whoever is the champion, going to their place on a Thursday night on NBC. And then we get rolling. We also found out yesterday the Canes jumped up to 12th from 19 to 12 in the AP poll. In the way, way too early poll for the playoffs, by the way. Way, way too early. And boy, I'll tell you one thing, our business has gotten really, I guess people wanted it, they wouldn't do it. I mean, bowl projections after one game, these rankings before you even play a league game in your conference game, I don't understand it. I don't. Listen, it's great to see the Canes up at 12. They are one of the teams people are talking about. USC's another one, and Notre Dame, and you know about could they break in? Because everybody, you know, has kind of talked a lot about how good the Big Ten is and the SEC. And yes, the SEC has five teams in the top 10, and the Big Ten has four. But it is nice to have everybody talking about Cam Ward. And the job that he did and the throws, the sidearm down. He had everybody yesterday, all the former quarterbacks and, you know, all the NFL shows talking about what they saw from him. And we'll start to hear in mock drafts and his name will jump into it. And I'm just like, man, let it breathe a little bit. Let's play a few games here. Let's get into the meat of the schedule, as in ACC games here. Before, it's all good now, don't get me wrong, because if they would have lost that game, oh Lord, the rain would have been when coming down 24 hours a day around here for sure. If not, now everybody's talking about how good the talent is. And by the way, if somebody would have told you after 1 week of college football, and by the way, I had a long week for Florida State because they lost two games, both ACC games, Georgia Tech and Boston College, including Boston College at home to start 0-2 is the biggest story since they were ranked 10th here in the preseason polls. And then on top of that, Dabo Sweeney at Clemson scores 3 points, if I'm not mistaken, against Georgia. So not real pretty for the start for those. And, of course, Billy Napier and that schedule, he's just got one bitch of a schedule that he's got coming up here. So it's been a nice story, man. It's a
you
nice.
Think any of these guys lose their jobs?
No.
Before the season ends.
Oh my God! There you go. You went right to the downer on me again. What's going on today with you and the downers?
Well, I'm just asking.
I don't think Dabble
anyone gets the axe.
So let's just say
how about Florida?
Let's do this.
That guy makes it through.
Does he make it through the season? I don't know how many coaches.
It took him one game to start.
How many coaches
going after the
pay.
Fans? And they're calling him, you know, fans in their Central Florida.
He went after the podcasters.
Which, by the way, we did figure out not a lot of basements in Florida.
We did figure
not
that out.
Not a lot
yesterday.
Of basements. I think that's like a north thing. Yeah.
So Billy Napier could. Mike Norvell's fine. He's just going to apologize and they're going to win some games, so he'll be fine. The Billy Napier one's interesting. Dabo Swinney got no shot of getting fired. None. Now, could there be, at some point, who's going to have the you-know-whats to go in and tell Dabo Swinney, listen, you need to do the transfer portal. You have to do it. This isn't working. Because I just feel like Dabo Swinney's not going to give in, right? He's got strong beliefs, strong beliefs, and I just think he thinks it's dirty, it's sleazy, it's not college football, and they're going, but Dabo, it's what we all have to do. We have to live with it. Whatever people are doing, we have to do it. Everybody else is doing it, and they're catching up to us. Hell, Georgia. Georgia's got a bunch of transfer portals, and they get the number one or two recruiting class every year. And they took UM's wide receiver. Colby Young's out there catching touchdowns. So that's it's going to be an interesting one. That would be. But Billy Napier could be in trouble. Only thing is, how mad do those Bull Gators get? I mean, how many coaches can you pay? They still got the other guy on the payroll, right, that's on ESPN? I think he's still getting paid.
I don't know. I'm sure all these guys are still getting paid some way by these schools. I mean, the buyout was, I think, what is it, $26 million or something? It is absurd what these schools are willing to do to win games.
Well, I got to tell you, Billy Napier, those shots on the sideline of him, they do those close-ups, and they did them with Mike Norvell, too, the other day.
Who looks worse out of those two guys?
No, they had a look of like... I felt like Billy Napier went, holy crap, how did Mario's team get so much better than my team? Seriously. He looked and he goes, I beat him out on some recruits when he first got – how did this happen?
So the problem there is, like, that guy has to go, right? I mean, there's no way they continue on with him. I just wonder if they do it before the season
ends.
Yeah,
no, I know what you're asking me. I don't think he makes it through this schedule.
No.
But the question is, do they let him just finish this thing out? They're going to win some games.
But here becomes the problem.
They're
though,
not
right?
going 2-10.
But what about the recruits you have? I mean, they must have some recruits.
I got to tell you, that was a story after the game.
I know they left their recruits right in front of the Miami tunnel.
How
or whatever,
stupid,
but...
by the way, if you're the school, I mean, they got bigger problems right now than that, but you
that
set
not
it
a
up
smart move, no.
where UM players, and some of them we find out are cousins, of some of the 5-star recruits, and they're going, I told you, cuz. And they were going over there. The 5-star and 4-star players for UM, they knew a lot.
That's why that woman was trying to drag them away.
And she's like, he go, hey, you need to go to the U. If they offer you a scholarship, you need to go to the U. Why do you want to put up with this? Now, in fairness, who puts the recruits in the first row where they got to walk by the Canes? Like, where the Canes can walk by them going to the locker room. Who does that?
Well, in retrospect, they probably should have had the recruits come out when they play Samford, the only game they might actually win. You don't have the recruits come out and see an ass whooping. That's not good for
business. By the way, it was one where Billy Napier, who's got other problems right now, it calls in a recruiting coordinator. I think they call him. What do they call him now? They got same title as like the pros
do now. Football operations.
Football operations. Yeah. I mean, hey, can we? Well, what are you guys doing? So I'm watching UM players after the game, some of them related to the recruits, telling them they should. Why would you want to put up with this? This is going to be going on for a while now. And you know, Mario's got to be loving this. This is, and it's such a bad look. We always listen. You have all your top recruits, and they got both schools on the list, and you might be the inside favorite right now. And all of a sudden, you lose by 30 or 40 points. But you can't have them right there where they can see the players. That's just stupid. That was really stupid.
Texter confirms, if they fire Napier, they'll owe him 26 mil. Talk as he will survive one more year.
That's hard to imagine.
Another person said, all Gator fans are cousins.
No. Not Gator fans.
I know
the players.
What you're saying. I like the text.
The recruits.
Though,
yeah. Recruits.
They're all related somehow.
We got,
right?
You know what? I'm not doing that.
Who knows what's going down in those basements up there?
Two
man.
Of my favorite attorneys that we talk about on this show
oh,
are both
no.
Gators.
Don't tell me that.
They are Gators.
Oh, no.
I hope you don't feel differently about them.
Our guys are the Gators. I'm going to keep on this Gator thing. They're all right. But we got to bring them out to a Canes game. We got to, you know, convert them like all those recruits.
I think it's a little late to me.
That's tough. That's tough to hear, though.
Yeah, that was
good guys. That's taking a beating here.
That is a great question. Yeah. What happens to Billy Napier if this? I mean, first of all, they can't lose like this every game. They got to have competitive games, but they have to beat some of those teams in the SEC. And I don't know who it's going to be. If you listen to everybody, there's four or five teams they got no shot to beat in the SEC, if you believe that. But can't they play with LSU or no?
I don't know. Isn't it crazy, though? Like, you have two of the big schools in Florida that are off to such horrible starts.
Well, the Canes have been
Florida
there.
State's,
they know what this
yeah,
is all about.
I know, but I'm
Canes
just saying, it's just, isn't it just kind of crazy? Like, Florida State's off to a disastrous start.
Well, that's
by the way, they start the season ranked number 10.
That's what I said.
So it's not like, you know, they didn't have anyone on that team. And then the Gators are in, I mean, they're in big trouble as well. Someone said bring Urban back home. That's what I would try to do if I were them.
I got to tell you something. I know what you say about Urban.
I think Urban's a horrific person, but I think you get that program turned around.
Okay, you've come around on that.
I'm not.
No. You said you. There was a time you said you wouldn't have him as a coach. If I'm down and out and I got a board of trustees full of money, all those guys, and I'm looking, I'm going, look it. The only thing I know for sure, if Nick Saban wants to come back or Urban Meyer, they're going to win.
The problem was he left people in his wake at Ohio State, right? In his little wake of destruction there.
No, didn't they win a championship after he left?
They won, but he covered some stuff up there that was not a good look? That was not a good situation.
I don't think the people care.
I'm sure they don't.
You know, time.
No, they were protesting out there on campus for him. I know.
You know, time takes care of everything, right? You give somebody a couple years off and let them come back. We let our politicians down here. Give them a couple years in jail. They come back. They run again. People forget. I love that guy before he went to prison for taking money.
We're a forgiving society.
No, seriously,
look,
though.
You talk about Rashee Rice earlier. We're letting him play. We're a forgiving society. He almost killed a few people, but who cares?
So let me ask you, if you had a program, you were desperate, and you had the money, and you had a chance to bring Urban Meyer, you don't think some schools are getting to that point?
I would hire Urban Meyer if I was trying to turn my program around, and I didn't care about people getting hurt along the way.
I don't think... You know what's funny? I don't think Urban thinks he's done anything wrong.
I'm sure he doesn't.
I think Urban, when he looks in the mirror in the morning, looks and goes, I never did anything wrong. I know they wrote a story. I know they did a documentary at Florida Gate. I didn't do anything wrong. I went out and got really good players, and I won games. I won on the field the right way. Now, a few things might have happened, but I believe in a second chance.
Someone said 45 arrests at UF under Urban. Was that the final number?
It was.
We had one guy ended up. Aaron Hernandez was his guy, right?
Yes. You know who his guys
were.
That
didn't go well.
Didn't go well for New England. Didn't go well for. That was a sad story, wasn't
it? That is UF's normal recruiting section. The girl was Katie Turner, someone says.
That's a normal recruiting? That can't be.
So here's the problem. Like, you do something like that girl did, and unfortunately for her, people are very quick to find out who you are.
so they already know her
name. Oh, my God. I saw the day after the game.
You people are mean.
I think the first person I saw put out the video, I saw Will Manso was talking about it, and then, like, right away, they found her account.
Especially just, you three five-star guys, please get away. Please don't talk to those guys. I mean, what do you do? Spend all that money, you bring them in, big weekend, and that happens, man. That happens. All right, we got to go to
break.
Come
up with 26. That's not that much for a buyout, is it?
26 for the big schools is not a lot. No, I don't know what the Bull Gator money. I'm being dead serious. I know there's a lot of money down here. Most of people, there's a lot of Gator money down here in South Florida. There's a few people I know that fly up there, have their own planes.
Someone said Harbaugh left a mess at Michigan. He sure did. Boy, did he.
He went after him the other day.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, did he go after him? He said the NCAA wants to talk about me with the mess they have, and they want to talk about me?
How long does he stick to the lie that he didn't know anything? No idea. I mean, come on, dude.
I don't know.
Like, first of all, just admit it. It doesn't matter anyway now.
Nope.
Chargers ain't going to do anything to you. Like,
I don't think he has any plans to go back to college football.
Well, if he does, I think he gets suspended, like, right off the bat, right? But I don't. Just admit it, bro. Just come
He's
clean.
He's not. He come and his brother. No, they're not. No. They're not. No, it's not going to happen. I'll tell you, let's take a break here. We've got more stuff coming up on the show here. I don't know. We just went to an ugly side. I let you take me to your side of things. It's been all negative. Like, who's getting fired? We just started college football, and you've got me yapping about who's getting fired. You are a real Debbie Downer today, man. You are. You are perfect for the weather right now in these afternoon thunderstorms. I can't even get a stinking
Someone's
tennis game
Someone's got to keep
in.
It real around here, bro.
I know. Too much cheerleading, I know. Loctite, Chev, man, he's the cheerleader. Well, I tell you what, he's the head man of Loctite, and he says, hey, Joe, it's hurricane season. There's some teasers out there right now. You don't know which way they're going, but there's one thing you can do is protect your home. I know what you're thinking. Well, a little low on money, and maybe we're going to wait one more year before I take care of that leaky roof, or I'm just going to hope one more year without impact windows and doors. I know I need them. I'm going to stay here for a long time, but I'm going to see if I can get lucky for one more hurricane season. Don't do it. You don't need to, because Loctite has some great financing plans for you. 100% financing, zero down. How about that for doors and windows and roofing? They're doing it all for you. Impact windows, doors, and roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Impact Windows, as low as $3 per month per window installed. Man, they've been around. They're out in West Broward, ready to take care of you. The roofing part of their company, tile, shingle, metal flat, they do it all for you. Great work, the best people, and you're going to enjoy everything about them when you meet them, when you see the process that they go through over there. Don't wait for another storm. You don't need to. Loctite services the whole Tri-County area, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. They take care of all the permits and HOA approvals, so you don't have to worry about anything. Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor ready to go to work for you today. Make the call. Find out more about them. 954-500-LOCK. 954-500-5625. And say that crazy Joe Rose says a lot of things about you. Can you help me, man? I'm ready to go, Loctite. Can you come over here and take care of me? Loctite can do it for you, and do it quickly. Call them today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, before we get back to it here, Joe, first, I want to let you know we have Marlins tickets again today to see Ohtani, to see the big show there. So that'll be on September 19th. And we'll get those to you at some point.
Shohei, man, what a show!
Yeah, that's good.
There's a guy that moves the meter in baseball.
Yes,
44 home runs, 98 RBI. How about this one? He may be down here going for 50 and 50. Never been done before. Hell, 45 and 45's never been done. 44 home runs, 46 stolen bases. When he gets here, it could be for the 50-50 club. It's never been done. Power and speed.
Excellent.
Nice story, right?
I would like to be there for one of those guys. I'd like to see him play. I never got a chance to see him.
They say his batting practices.
I'm guessing he launches them.
So at that that tournament they have, the World Baseball Classic. Thank you.
Yeah. Hitting them like through the windows out there.
They said he hits them like Mark McGuire on steroids. they said.
Well, let's be careful with that, okay, bro?
No, I'm being dead serious because I was there for Mark McGuire on steroids, and it was the greatest show I've ever seen. I've never seen a human being. There's never been a human being. Even when they are all juiced up at the same time, nobody could out-juice power-wise Mark McGuire. He was by himself.
We don't like to joke that way, though, but.
Well, you got to joke about it. They're fine.
Yeah, until he gets popped
for what?
You know.
Where are you going now? I'm talking about being up. NBC had me in the middle of that Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire home run thing. It was great for baseball, by the way.
It was very exciting.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a break in. Sammy Sosa just hit number 36. Hold on. We go back to Mark McGuire. He just hit number 36. They're going back and forth. They're hugging each other when they're playing. Two guys – obviously super juiced up at the time, but Mark McGuire was, so they put me upper deck and I'm up there about halfway, I don't know, 10, 12 rows up, and they've got it set up to go live.
That scoreboard, right? That big scoreboard they had out there.
In left field. Yeah. So, and I'm going, there's no way. I mean, you see how far it is. You're going, there's no way. So here he comes and he starts hitting them.
Yeah.
And literally they were, he was pelting balls around us like they're all like they'd be the longest home runs in baseball right now. They were all 460, 450, 440, 480. I mean, he was crushing them. And back then, people were sprinting to get in so they could go up and try to catch and grab one of those home run practice balls, let alone home runs in a game. But, yeah, man.
That might be, by the way, that might be the move there to try to get out there early and catch BP and see if we can't catch an Ohtani ball.
So I didn't see it, and I wasn't there, but I heard his home runs were, like, for batting practice now.
I would think, yeah.
Where he's like, you know, just throw it in here, right here, just want to get the stroke going a little bit. I mean, he was going left center. Excuse me, right center, lefty. And he was crushing them. They were going places that mankind has never seen at this
ballpark. So you're saying a setup camp in right field.
I can tell you exactly where you need to be, yeah.
Where should we be?
You got to go.
Not dead center.
No, not dead. You got to go to right center.
They got that bar out there, though.
You're away from the bar.
Upper deck?
Yeah, you got to go
right,
second.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, no, he's crushing them. And he gets a little audience, and, you know.
Yeah.
That's a good show, man. It's a good
show.
They're
very nice, though. The guys that work there, they toss the balls up that don't make it over.
Yeah.
They tossed us
baseball
a ball
guys
last
are always
time.
Good
yeah,
about the,
nice,
the baseball nice. About giving the baseballs up. But anyway.
If you don't win the tickets, by the way, Marlins.com.
By the way, you knew we were going to get to this point, right? We started promoting
the other teams?
Yes.
Well, yeah. I would think so. It's okay.
Dodgers.
It's a big deal when Ohtani comes to town. That's
well,
like.
Listen, he you know, is the.
LeBron coming to town.
This
or
thing,
something,
is
right?
This thing pretty clear cut? MVP in both leagues? Seems to be.
Yes, I would think so.
Judge and Ohtani
yes,
kind
I
of.
I would think so.
Right? Judge has got 51 home runs.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
By the way, you know what's weird about Aaron Judge? He's hitting 326. Like, besides 51, he is 51. 124 RBI. I mean, it looks like batting practice for him too. No, those guys, man, they've been good for baseball to say the least. That would be really cool. Can I look ahead? I know it's not going to happen. Most likely, Dodgers and Yankees in a World Series. Can I say this? It would be good for business.
I agree with you on that.
Those two?
Yeah. And by the way, that could happen.
And by the way, the supporting cast ain't bad of guys around him either. You know?
No.
So anyway.
What did Stephen A. say?
Oh, stop.
Soto is
batting
behind
him. You don't let things go.
He goes, Soto's batting behind him. They
have
to pitch to Judge. They just have to pitch to him.
All right. He had him in the wrong spot in the lineup, okay? Man, you are.
Bro, that's a bad one.
You are rough today. Are you this way with your buddies, too, where they just go, dude, can you stop for a second? Do your buddies ever do that? Like.
My buddies are Florida State and Florida fans, so they've had a rough yeah.
Probably don't want to be around you.
We've
right
teased
now.
Teased them a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
shocking.
Even the South Florida coach went up to the podium yesterday. He was doing his Tuesday press conference, and he opened his water bottle. He had some comment like, "Boy, at least I won against the water bottle or something."
He did not.
He
say
took a
that.
Shot too. Yeah,
he did.
Yeah. Everyone sees it, bro.
It's so bad for Billy Napier, who worked on that trying to while he was.
You saw it. I showed you the video. That was
I laughed because
yeah,
I didn't.
Bad.
I didn't
really
catch
was
it.
In a battle with that thing.
I just think it's amazing that that he's talking and everybody's kind of looking. You want to just see what he's saying, and I'm watching his expression on his face, and people are watching as he's struggling to open that water. He finally gave up. You're a bad guy. You're a bad guy. Bro. Now you got me. Trying to join the bad guy club. All right.
It's okay. You pile on. It's fun to pile on a little bit.
Oh, man. All right, Woody.
I feel bad for our Gator fans and Seminole fans out there, but you're in for a tough season.
I don't think you have to feel bad for the Gator fans yet, but.
I don't think things are going to get better.
Florida State, they weren't counting on having
any worse.
Two losses in ACC.
By the way, Florida State, they got a week off. They got Memphis coming up.
Well, I don't
Memphis
know.
Is feisty.
Are they?
Probably.
All right.
I mean, they're probably just as good as like.
By the way, did I
Georgia
see
Tech
you guys
something.
Got Alabama this week and
yeah, we're heading
Miami.
To Tuscaloosa, yeah.
And then Miami in Tampa.
Yeah.
You going up for that game? Can you?
I am going to Tampa for that game.
I
yes.
figured you yes. were.
We'll
you
do
didn't
the pre-game,
say anything
do
there.
The pregame show up there, yeah.
All right.
Be very, very conflicted in that. Very
no,
tough.
You won't.
I know.
No, you won't. You're not.
I'm a pro's pro with that.
You're
stuff,
a pro's
Joe.
Pro. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they really they went all out with the non-conference. They go, let's go up to Alabama, 31 point underdogs. I think.
They must be getting a check, right?
I don't think they're one of those schools that's like that pathetic where they get a check.
Oh, you know what? Alabama played there last year
did.
In that tight
it was a
ball
home and
game.
Home. Yeah,
a crazy game.
It was a close game.
Atlantic Men's Clinic. Boy, I'll tell you what, Ed and Low T. If those are first cousins you're not excited about, I get it. I didn't like either one of them either, and I had them. I had them in my life every day. ED and low T is nothing to mess with, man. And it happens. It happens to everybody, even though some people are laughing at me right now. It happens to every guy sooner or later. It happens to guys in their 40s, 50s, and 60s for sure. But yeah, 6-7 months ago, I got hit. I noticed that things weren't the same, but it got real bad real quickly. Tired all the time, moody. I knew I had a problem when my kids were calling me a grumpy old man all the time. I mean, I was getting it from every angle, and oh my God, you're snappy. Oh, you're not sleeping well. And then, oh no. And then my wife's making excuses for me. My sex drive is gone. All bad things, man. All bad things. And most guys don't talk about this because it's embarrassing to talk about. It's our secret that we have that we never share and we lie to all our friends about. I don't have anything. I'm good, man. I'm good. Not me. Well, listen, it does happen to everybody. And when it does, whether you're honest about it or not, you want to take care of it, you can get rid of it. And really enjoy your life. Get more, have more energy, better workouts. Hey, with better workouts means you're not eating as much, man. Keep your weight down and get that sex drive back. If it's important to you like it was to me, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. I didn't even want to go there. And I got to tell you, it was the best thing I ever did. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and a medically advised test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Meet with their professionals. We've got 6 locations here in South Florida to serve you. The first appointment is the most important one. Hear what they have to say. 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300. Or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Get more information. Learn more about them. This is what they do, man, and they do it better than anybody. Knockout ED and low T. I tell you, folks, if they're here right now, I'd give them a big kiss and thank them again. I know it'll work for you.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, thank you, and thanks for finding my guy Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald joining us this morning. Is just a few days away from finally getting the season started. Good morning, Omar. How you doing?
I'm good, Joe. How are you doing this morning?
Man, I'm great. Thank you. I've had probably, I don't know, give or take 40 to 50 ounces of coffee. I'm good to go today. Hey, so I got to ask.
So what's different than any morning?
No,
Joe?
Exactly. No, that's a good point. No, that's a very good point. All right, so now you've seen the roster. We got the depth chart out for week one already. What are your expectations for the Dolphins as you look at their schedule, who they play, when they play them? What do you think it would take to win the AFC East? I'll start with that.
I think it's definitely going to be a 10-win season. It needs to be. That's my minimum expectation, unless injuries absolutely make this team fall apart. They are the oldest teams in the NFL. They are the oldest team in the NFL. And my only concern about this team, it's not talent. It's not offense. It's not quarterback. I do have a little bit of concern about defense. My only concern about this team that's a major concern is injury and durability. We all see it. We all know it. Injuries are a major factor in the NFL, 100% injury rate. When players get injured and you lose, let's say, 5 starters for the season to season-ending injuries, are their backups going to be capable and competent and allow you to keep your season on track?
Yeah. Hey, that's a good one, and that's very fair off of last year, because a lot of those guys were connected to this thing last year as well. So I want to ask you, Jalen Phillips, we got a game Sunday and turn around and play Thursday. How much and how do you think they use him to start the season?
Jalen Phillips. He is trying to play without restrictions. Knowing Mike McDaniel, they're probably going to put restrictions on. I would not be surprised if he's off the field on third downs, and that's where Chop gets his opportunities, probably maybe until late in the games. For me, and we've got a story up on the Miami Herald by my new partner, Isaiah Smalls, Chop Robinson is one of the biggest mysteries about this season. We know the talent. We know he's a first-round pick. But right now, he cannot set the edge. And if you put him on the field on early downs, teams are just going to run at him. And the question is, how long is it going to take him to learn how to set the edge, if he's going to be able to do it? He's going to be a third-down pass-rushing specialist, and he's a dangerous player. He's a very dangerous player as a pass rusher. The only problem is, if you put him on early downs and teams are running at him, yeah, you might be susceptible to the run. And that's, you know, and the Dolphins, honestly, they had to know that this could have been a concern and this could have been the issue. But they drafted him anyway, and they have a vision for him, and I'm excited to see what that vision is.
Hey, so I'm curious, the receiver situation, you know what it is and where they are right now. Let's some guys come up from the practice squad on game day, but I expect to see more running backs playing together and potentially more tight ends. What do you think? Do you agree with that for this game?
Absolutely. I think you're probably going to see maybe 10 plays where both running backs, Achane and Mostert, are on the field together. You'll probably see about 15 plays where both tight ends or a tight end and a fullback or on the field together in a 22 package. And then you'll probably see a lot of three receiver sets. They've got multiple packages, and they are excited about Jonnu Smith and what he brings to the team. And I could tell you, Dolphin fans, because you've only seen it in the preseason. And I was shocked they showed you as much as they did in the preseason. They're probably sending everybody in the NFL a warning shot. But teams are going to have to spend probably a period a week in practice preparing for Jonnu Smith. He's that dangerous of a weapon. He's very unique. I found it very interesting that they listed him as a fullback. Yes, he carries the ball as well. Hell, he might be a third and two kind of converting weapon. Jonnu Smith is a very unique player. Think Charles Clay, but can carry the ball. And tremendous run after catch. I'm very excited to see what Mike McDaniel can do and create with Jonnu Smith.
Isn't that amazing?
One new addition.
Yeah, that we say that because I'm the same way. Every time Mike gets a new player to play with that's mm-hmm. got talent,
yeah.
And this is where Mike McDaniel is at his best, besides being the head coach, is creating and helping you get the most out of, like, oh, I saw what you did last year with Atlanta. I even thought about this and taking it to the next step in the red zone and those type of things. By the way, I got to ask you, I was shocked yesterday. There was a lot said about Mike McDaniel on getting a new contract or the extension, excuse me. I didn't have a problem with it, man. They feel they got the right guy.
Yeah.
I like the way he's brought this organization together, but everybody's take was,
why would you not do it?
Yeah.
Why would you not do it?
Well, I agree. If you got your guy, do it. Exactly. Hey, we got all your guys around you, including Tua. And by the way, Tua is a big part. They're making a big deal about, because of what he's done with Tua. Mm-hmm. I'd say that's a pretty damn big piece of why Mike and the rehabilitation, maybe the greatest rehabilitation job in the history of this franchise, what he's done with Tua. Yeah, I'm glad Mike's here and coming back. I think he's a great leader of men. I love what they've done, bringing everybody. You know how dysfunctional this thing has been. Let me just get to the other part of this through the years. And by the way, not necessarily Chris and Brandon and those guys. They have been involved in a little bit recently, but even before that, it was just Omar. We're around and we're going, oh my God, did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? And it had nothing to do with the players. It was all like wives and
whose wife is fighting who.
Omar, and he's wiped all that stuff out. I don't even know if he realized he did, and the whole positive and let's work together and give him a lot of credit, man.
I knew the extension was going to be only a matter of time. The question is at what rate, but who really cares, because Steve Ross doesn't care. Mike is an offensive genius. And that's not something that people throw around like a willy-nilly. He's earned that. He's earned that reputation. I expect, what do you expect, Joe? Do you expect a top five offense or do you expect a number one offense? Like, you understand what I'm saying? These are what our expectations are, unless, you know, somebody significant gets injured. And when you have a person who can deliver an elite offense who other teams are copying from, you get that an extension, Joe. It's like you got the hottest car, one of the hottest cars in town. You want to ride with your window down a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's where Miami is, and that's where Steve Ross is. You know, for all these years he was trying to build an offense that was high powered. He finally has one. He's paying handsomely for it, but he's got it. Now the question is, what steps do they take to get to the next level? And I think that that's a lot predicated on what they do with Jonnu Smith, and there's a lot predicated on what they do with the offensive line. Miami has, you know, they laugh and mock us and our concerns over what's on there, and hopefully they're right. Hopefully they're right.
Were you offended by that Chris Kerr stuff? Because you just said that about him and Mike sitting there and going, God.
What
do you think? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I know they're talking about me. It's good.
I mean, I'm cool. Of course.
it's all good. I mean, hey. who's the most obsessed offensive lineman? You know, everybody leaves on me for the offensive line in the media contingent. Like, yeah, I get it. Yeah, I'm
you just took that when you heard that, like, all you guys in the media, we laugh at you. We're sitting there having a nice big cheeseburger laughing about that dumbass Omar.
Yeah.
Omar, only you would go, I know you're talking about me. Come on, man. That's
They know. Like, come on. Aaron gives everybody a scouting report on what media is talking about what and who's about.
Oh, that's her job.
What.
Yeah, that's her job.
Yeah, that's, you know, and yeah, who in the media is more obsessed with the offensive line than me? I've been obsessed with it for like, 15 years?
But Omar, I think everybody, I talked to Bo and we all talk and like, what do you think? Are we okay? And I go, I don't know. And, you know, I'm always worried about the injury bug like everybody else. I just think everybody's a little concerned that, but listen, Mike covers up a lot of stuff too, man. That's the other part of Mike. Mike covers up, like, okay. Mm-hmm. By the way, and we heard Tua say it, I get rid of the ball quickly. So what's the problem here? Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, that's funny. There's absolutely no problem with you getting rid of the ball quickly. But in the fourth quarter, when you're trailing and it's a third down and third and eight, and you need some time to throw the ball or for your receivers to get open, is your line going to be able to hold up? Is your line going to protect you? And if you can honestly say that you have absolutely no doubt, that I say congratulations to you. But I can say I've watched enough of Liam Eikenberg to know he spends plenty of time on the ground during the game. And he's your starting right guard. If you don't look at Liam Eikenberg as the weakest link on your team, and you say, hey, I'm confident he's going to fix his problems and his issues and be a very capable starter after 3 years of seeing it, hey, more power to you. But you just lost $100 million right guard, and you replaced him with Liam Eikenberg, and you're like, nah, no problem. No issue. Yeah. Okay, cool.
This was just a little teaser. What else you got coming on the Miami Herald for today? What are you hitting today?
Oh, well, actually, I have no idea what I'm hitting today, Joe. But I wrote a piece earlier this week that was about comparing this team to the 2023 team that started the season. And while there are areas and issues that did get addressed and fixed, like tight end, there are four areas on this team that took a step back. If you look at the offensive line, they took a step back. If you look at the defensive line, they took a step back. And I'm one of those people who also believes that they took a step back at cornerback, even though you're going to have Jalen Ramsey healthy for half a season, which is definitely – oh, no, well, we don't know because Jalen is actually injured right now. So let's hope he's healthy.
Oh, I tell you, if he's not playing this week, that would be – oh, Lord.
No, he's playing.
That'd be very disappointing. I think a lot of guys that have had this time to rest during the preseason for a lot of guys and get healthy, friggin' bye week in there before the season starts. This is the healthiest anybody's going to be this week, Omar. after this, after this, it's you know, all bets are off. But man, if you're not healthy for this one, getting through this preseason that they just had and another week off, damn, that yeah, then we got a little problem. So hey, anyway, Omar, thank you, man. Really appreciate you coming on for a few minutes and just getting us going a little bit here. Thanks.
All right, Joe, no problem. Always a pleasure, man. All right.
Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald. Not holding back on Liam Eichenberg this morning. All right, 8 o'clock hour's coming up. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
This hour of the Joe Rose Show on WQAM is sponsored by Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Go where the pros go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.